Warning, this podcast is intended for mature audiences only. The podcast will contain adult language and subject matter. It is not suitable for all listeners and ages. Your personal discretion is advised.
Sometimes truth is stranger than fiction. Feel the rhythm, feel the rhyme, get on up, it is newsroom time. Welcome back, everybody. This week we have a very jam-packed show. And joining me, as always, is the one, the only, the best, the beautiful, Benjamin Orr. Ben, what's going on, buddy?
Oh, not a whole much.
Not a whole much.
Boy, we're off to a wonderful start already.
This is going to be a good show, I can tell.
Yeah. As long as I don't mess up any puns this time.
Oh, yes. Your legacy.
I was the James Cameron of that pun last week. I created this masterpiece, and it just fell apart. Kind of actually like the Titanic.
Yeah, much like the Titanic. It was devastating. I think you probably lost a lot of people who were hashtag Team Benjamin last week.
Probably.
All of those.
I'm going to be benched
all
now.
Of those punsters who can't get enough of what you do. They were probably devastated. Just.
I imagine they were. Just crushed. It's that loss feeling, you know.
If only we had sound effects, we could have literally added in an explosion after that last week. There was a big enough gap where we could have had a series of explosions.
Or like a violin.
Yeah, it was very, yeah, the violin, the band, or the little orchestra playing at the end of Titanic.
Yeah. But, I mean, other than that, I'm doing fine this week. Classes, unfortunately, start up soon, but other than that...
No more staying up till 6 a.m. for you, huh?
Which I haven't done in about a week.
That's pretty good for you.
So, yeah, I've actually gone outside and...
Hot diggity dog.
Yeah, which is something that I haven't done a whole lot lately, but...
Fun out there, right?
Yeah, not really, but... but, yeah, so nothing really news in my world. How about yours?
Oh, I mean, same old stuff. I did come to a realization about myself this week, though. Another one. After the ketchup, you know, the condiment debate, I've now come to another realization about who I am and what I do, Ben. This week, I was at home, and what I had thought was a classic action movie, Demolition Man, was on. Having not watched Demolition Man for a very long time, Ben, I was stunned to come to the realization that Demolition Man is actually maybe worse than Sharknado 2. Which then led me to the realization, Ben, that I love those terrible sci-fi movies because when I was a kid, those types of movies were the best action movies. Because I have a feeling that if I go back and start watching all these movies, these action movies that I watched when I was a kid, I'm going to be very disappointed. Demolition Man was also, that was the first rated R movie I ever saw, and so I thought that it was this amazing movie, and going back and watching it, it's terrible, and there's one moment in particular that I already shared with you, that I'd like to actually share by soundbite with everyone in our listening audience. So, to set this up, Demolition Man is the story of John Spartan, played by the always talented Sylvester Stallone. He is after a terrorist named Phoenix, played by Wesley Snipes. And in the movie, Wesley Snipes has bleached blonde hair that's cut into a fade. It looks really weird. His hair looks preposterous. And he's always wearing overalls, Ben. Through the whole movie, he's wearing overalls. Even when he shows up in the future, somehow he finds blue jean overalls. I couldn't figure it out. I'm like, where are you getting all of these fucking overalls, Wesley Snipes?
He must be so shopping at the
Gap. Yeah, it was really weird. Anyways, so the two men, there's an incident involving a building that blows up, and they both get cryogenically frozen for, I don't know, 40 years or some crap. They wake up 40 years later, and all of a sudden, people have forgotten how to talk. There's no crime. Everybody's, like, afraid of shit. It's really weird. It's actually just a horrible movie, Ben. But once they unfreeze Wesley Snipes, he decides that he needs to get a gun. So he goes to this museum of old ancient artifacts. So apparently 40 years now makes something an old ancient artifact. So he goes there to get a gun. As he's looking at the directory, a group of Asian people walk past him. And I'm just going to play for you his reaction to them walking by. So his response to the five Asian people walking by him is to go, ching tong, ching tong, tong, and then laugh in their face. And I'm pretty sure it's the most racist thing that I've ever seen, on certainly that's ever been put on film, but maybe that I've ever just seen, period. Ben, your thoughts?
Yeah, that... I mean, to do that in a major Hollywood blockbuster in the 90s and get away with it, like, I mean, obviously that has to be written down in a script somewhere.
I don't think it is. I think it's something that
he might have ad-libbed it.
I think he probably ad-libbed it.
Okay, but even still, I mean, the director, you know, I think should have said something about that, like, hey, let's not do that, that's not right. You know, that could possibly offend a lot of people. I mean, you do that today, now you probably have a lawsuit against you. But, you know, honestly, I don't know how they got away with that.
That's what I have to say to that. Anyways, Demolition Man is a terrible movie. If you really genuinely and truly think that it's a good movie, I would love to hear why. But keep in mind that having rewatched it, I would also like everyone to know that Sandra Bullock is absolutely Sylvester Stallone's daughter, who he does it with. I'll leave it at that. Ben, you should watch Demolition Man so that you'll know what I'm talking about. But if you watch that movie and you pay attention, he absolutely gets it on with his daughter. True story. Gross. They foreshadow it, and they make it very, to me, it seems very obvious that that is definitely his daughter. And it also paints a portrait of us in 40 years. Well, actually, from right now, it's only about 20 years or so. That is just so preposterous. And every restaurant is Taco Bell in the future.
Oh, God.
Every restaurant. But, like, here's the thing is that it's just like a brand. So, like, they're really fancy, highfalutin restaurants. But they all are called Taco Bell, because Taco Bell owns food in general, I guess, in Demolition Man.
I don't know how to feel about that.
I don't know how to feel about that movie. I had this weird attachment to it, and now it's permanently strained because of the blatant racism displayed by the villain, and because the movie makes no sense, and I always thought that it was an awesome movie. Also, in the movie, something else that I thought was hysterical is that there's only one moment that I can think of where they actually fired a gun standing upright. Otherwise, they're always jumping to the side firing their guns through the whole movie. Everyone is jumping to the right or to the left onto their side while firing their guns. I guess it was a sign of the mid to early 90s that in all action movies, everyone had to be jumping while shooting. It was dumb. I can't believe that I liked that movie. I'll never watch it again because it's just awful.
I'm trying to think what my first rated R movie was. I think it was The Patriot.
Is that rated R? You sure? You sure about that, champ?
I'm highly positive. I think just for violence alone.
The Patriot with Mel Brooks? Or with Mel Gibson?
Well, that would have been a much different
with
movie.
With Mel Gibson?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's rated R.
Mel Gibson did not make rated R movies during that time. Oh, it is?
Well, he didn't make it. He was only in it.
No, that's not... Hold on. I don't believe you. I don't think that that's rated R.
No, I'm pretty sure The Patriot is rated R.
All right, I'm trying to find out, and it's not helping me out. The internet is...
Yeah, on IMDb, it's rated R for strong war violence.
Oh, all right. It's rated R.
I mean, that's literally on IMDb. I'm not making that up. So, yeah, that was my first rated R film, was the Patriot. Really good. Really good movie.
I beg to differ, but... hold on, what is this? Anyway, The Patriot, I guess. Ouch, I'm sorry about that, but I guess mine was Demolition Man, so whatever.
Well, like, could you say The Patriot's better than Demolition Man?
No, I don't know that that's necessarily true. It certainly probably isn't worse. So it might just be boring. I might be bored by Mel Gibson, Australian actor, playing an American revolutionary. You know, that old chestnut.
Well, you have an Australian guy playing Superman. I mean, what's your point?
Good point. I hadn't thought of that until you just ruined it for me. That's right, I probably don't want to see that movie anyways.
I don't know.
So great, we're agreed. You know who couldn't agree?
Who is that, Lou?
The man in our first story of the week. Boom! That was a sweet segue, Lou. Thanks, Lou. 71-year-old man chokes out long guy over lack of weeding. Florida, taking it from the top. Ben, you sent me the story. You have the honor, Your Honor.
Well, thank you. So, an Englewood, Florida man has been arrested for battery over the lack of weeding by a lawn service. According to Charlotte County Sheriff's Office, deputies met with the victim, the owner of a lawn service business at a residence last Wednesday. The guy was told he was hired to mow the lawn at the residence, was in the process when Patrick Bethello, the man with the plan to attack the lawn guy, appeared. So Bethello asked the dude why he wasn't trimming the weeds from the flower beds. The guy said he wasn't hired to do that. So instead of saying, oh, okay, you know, I understand that, the guy decides to choke him out. So what happened was, he said that the weeds were getting into his lawn. The dude's like, I'm not hired to do that. And so he pulled the victim off of the mower, which in this case the victim would be the lawn guy, grabbed him around the neck and choked him until, you know, he was able to break free from it. And then the guy was subsequently arrested and being held on $2,500 bond. So, Lou, why couldn't this guy just, cut it himself?
Well, I mean, here's the thing. He's in the wrong because you never let another man touch your flower bed. That's a vagina joke, Ben. I know, I'm sorry. It was a deep cut. Here's the thing. If you hire somebody to cut your grass, they're just going to cut your grass. If this old man was under the impression that he hired them to do all of his landscaping as well, I would understand. But here's the thing. Nobody does your landscaping without doing all of your landscaping. I don't know of any place that cuts grass and will just remove the weeds from your flower beds. That shit's on you. That's on your... You need to take care of that. Like, a lawn service won't go through your flower bed. That isn't how it works, man. And I'm surprised. Yeah. You're 71. You should know at this point in your life that that is not how shit goes down. Like, I'm surprised he didn't already know. They're probably not going to take the weeds out of the flower bed.
Well, I mean, if he has that much strength to try to choke out a guy, I'm sure he has enough strength to be able to work in his flower beds. People might say, oh, maybe he's old, maybe he's, you know, weaker. Well, clearly he's not. He's able to choke people out.
If he would have put me in a chokehold, I mean, I'm looking at this weird old bastard, I would have just beat the crap out of him. Old man got you in a chokehold, yeah. You just grab onto his man parts and twist, and they'll let go, and then you just beat the living shit out of him. And then you throw him in the flower bed and make him eat a weed.
But this is most definitely a Florida story, though. Most definitely.
Yeah, he. You know what he looks like? He looks like he is in the witness protection program. Like, he used to work in the mob, and so, like, he never sleeps anymore. Look at the bags under his eyes. He literally looks like he hasn't slept in 30 years. Ever since he ratted out Tony the Spick and Span Magano, he's been on the run, and he just hasn't, you know, been able to get a good night's sleep ever since. So he chokes out guys in flower beds, and now he's terrified because his picture's all over the news, and now they're going to come find him. I think I just made a movie.
It's the sequel to Goodfellas.
The sequel to Goodfellas called Not Nearly as Goodfellas.
Okay, fellas.
Subpar fellas.
Lukewarm fellas.
Diet Coke fellas. Or nursing, yeah, exactly. By now it'd be nursing home fellas. Just roll in there.
Be a terrible shame if something happened to your oxygen tank. Yeah. It would be a real tragedy if you don't, you know, let your name be shown over the place. If you do that, it'd be a real tragedy what might happen to you.
Ben, your mobster voice needs work. It's not as bad as some of your other impressions, but it needs a little touching up. You've got the basic gist of it. We just got to fine tune it a little.
Yeah, I know.
It was pretty. It was much better than some of your prior work. So, you know, you didn't do a bad job. We just need to work on it a little in the off season. It's a good one. Keep it in the positive folder. Let's stay away from the Wesley Snipes ones and stick more towards these. You know, that one was pretty good though.
I'll put a gold star on that folder to know that it's
important. Let's put a gold star on the mobster voice.
But clearly this dude cares a lot about his flower buds, so much to the point that almost taking human life for it is worth it. And
I mean,
maybe so in his mind, but not in the rest of our minds.
That little temporary lack of sanity cost him $2,500 and then whatever the legal fees are going to be. So, I mean, I hope that it was worth it, because...
And you know what? Those weeds still aren't cut up.
No, I'm sure they're not. And I'm sure that he won't do them either, because he looks like a stubborn old Italian mob bastard. He's probably going to go out there with a gun and start shooting them.
Shoot the long guy or shoot the weeds?
He lives in Florida, man. He might just walk out there, pop off a few rounds into the weeds, and move on.
So he loses all the way around him.
Yeah.
Well, and deservingly
so. Or gets out a soldering iron and just jams it in all the weeds.
Now I think that might actually burn something down.
Yeah, maybe. Florida.
Maybe he just got so sick of the flowering bed, they just wanted to burn it all, said, fuck it, I'm going to burn
maybe.
It all.
Maybe he didn't want them to find him because he's hiding from the mob. So
that's where Jimmy Hoffa... because Jimmy Hoffa's buried
maybe,
under there.
Maybe he is Jimmy Hoffa. Who knows, man?
Well, Jimmy Hoffa would be like 100, man.
Jimmy Hoffa? Nah, he'd be like 90. Good point.
Yeah, he would not be...
Jimmy Hoffa, crisp, Jimmy Hoffa Jr.?
He would not be a crisp 71-year-old man.
A crisp? That guy is not crisp. He's many things, but I don't think crisp is one. I'd say doughy, puffy.
Flaky?
Nah, he doesn't look flaky. His skin looks very oily and moist to me.
So are you describing a man or a biscuit?
Actually, it's hard to know for sure. Do biscuits have goatees? Your silence means maybe. Okay.
When I think of the Pillsbury Doughboy goatee, then maybe.
Yeah, I mean this. Nah, he's not that bad. He looks like a sweaty, puffy criminal. That's what he looks like. He looks like a sweaty, puffy criminal. I really mean that. I do think that his momentary lapse of judgment is based on his lack of sleep. Look at him. He really does look like he has not slept since Ronald Reagan was president. Seriously, the dude he looks strung the fuck out. But I guarantee you he doesn't do drugs. But he looks strung out.
Because he's worrying about his flower beds the entire time. He hasn't been able to sleep in 30 years because of that.
Fucking flower beds, man. He doesn't want them to get too dry.
I mean, I guess I can't blame him, but then again, I'm not a gardening person, so I wouldn't know.
You're not a gardening person? Are you sure?
I'm positive.
Oh, that's right, because you think that dirt is poison.
Oh.
That's right. I forgot about that. Yeah, you don't. I forgot, Ben. Thanks for reminding me. I've forgotten all about that.
Yeah, I've never learned that, though.
No, probably not.
God, this show has so much blackmail you can get me with.
I mean, blackmail is a harsh word. I don't like to think of it that way. I like to think of it as motivation to persuade you to do what I want. So
bribery.
Sure. Bribery probably would have worked in story number two. Oh, my God. The crowd goes wild. By crowd, I mean nobody. This next story is awesome, and I'll tell you more about it here in a second, but the headline reads, Village Pub Raided by Police in Hunt for Holy Grail. I mean, now, even before I read the story, Ben, how cool is that?
That sounds... you know, pretty English, but, I mean, or Irish, considering a pub, but it's pretty awesome.
What, English people can't have pubs? Racist?
Well, I think more of, like, a pub is more like an Irish thing.
Are you and Wesley Snipes, like, best friends now? What's up, racist? Only Irish, only Irish people can have pubs? Bullshit.
It's what I associated with. I'm not saying the English can't have pubs. But I think I think pubs and bars, I mean, they kind of go hand in hand.
They're the same thing. There's just a different word for it. You're being ridiculous, Ben. Let's move on. A village pub was raided by police hunting for an ancient Holy Grail relic, only for them to discover it was just an old salad bowl. The team of 12 officers accused pub workers of hiding the stolen Nanteos cup, claimed to be the cup Christ drank from at the Last Supper. Police and a dog handler locked all the staff inside while they searched every inch of the 15th century pub in their hunt for the stolen relic. Ben, I also have an inside source that says Indiana Jones was there, and it was not the Holy Grail also. And he left very disgusted.
And then he went to look for his family.
Wait, what? Do you know who Harrison Ford is?
Yeah. Okay.
What family is he looking for?
Oh, God, what movie was it? He's like, where's my family?
Oh, I don't know. That could be any movie.
I don't know. People like to make that joke. It wasn't an Indiana Jones film. It was something else. And people like to make that joke about him.
Oh, I don't know that one. Maybe. Oh. Yeah, I don't know that one. See, I don't know that reference.
Well, if you Google Harrison Ford, where's my family, something will come up, I guarantee
it. Well, I believe you. But anyway, Ben, you've actually seen the Holy Grail, and is it a salad bowl, Ben?
It is not a salad bowl, Lou.
I see.
So, and I don't know exactly who thinks that you can really drink out of a salad bowl. I mean, you can, but there's a difference between, like, a cup, a chalice, I don't even know what else. I guess just that kind of shape, and then a salad bowl, because a salad bowl is a bit wider. It's, you know, used for salad and not liquids, unless you want to put, like, soup in there, which you could. I mean, but now I'm just getting too technical with it, and it's really bugging me. But Too Long Didn't Read story about it for people who don't want to read. A salad bowl looks nothing like a cup. And that's my story, and I'm sticking to it. Essentially. But, one of the people at the, it doesn't even say who it is. Oh, landlady, my bad. She said that, I was amazed to see so many police. They said they had been given information that this Holy Grail had been shown off by someone here. But if someone had stolen something as precious as the Holy Grail, I don't think it would be on show in my pub. So those are strong words she's sticking to.
Indeed. Hey, Wesley Snipes, what do you think about it? Anyway, so the Holy Grail, that's cool. I mean, look, let's just say that the Holy Grail was made of wood. I don't know what you know about wood, but a piece of wood surviving for 2,000 years, like, just hanging out in different pubs, like, I don't even know why someone went to the trouble of calling all those police and having all those police go out there. Like, I tell you what, I don't even need to go look at it to tell you it isn't the Holy Grail.
Well, not even that, but you think I would contact, like, historians or a museum before I get police. I mean, that would make more sense to me because, I mean, if it's something that has possible historic value, what are the police going to do with it?
Well, I mean, what they'll do is they'll turn it over to Jesus. I mean, it's his. It's been stolen for about 2,000 years. You didn't know that people all over the world, you see, Ben, they believe in this gentleman called Jesus. And that's his property. And he is supposedly going to come back someday. So that'll be fun. And then we'll have it. We'll have his cup when he gets back.
His salad bowl.
His salad bowl, yeah. His favorite salad bowl. Hi-oh! Oh! Look, we've got sound effects now all of a sudden. I like it. Jesus. God, that caught me way off guard, but I loved it. oh, goodness gracious.
This is kind of like a test run for our sound effects.
Yeah, that's good. It's as good as episode as any, I suppose, to give that a try. We need to get that Wesley Snipes soundbite a little bit louder, I think, because I like that a lot. Anyways, so they didn't find the Holy Grail. No one's surprised, but it does seem like an insane amount of force for a wooden cup. And, I mean, they're just, like, what do you think, like, do you really think that the bar owners are, like, packing heat? Like, serious heat that you need that many police officers to be there? It seems like a little bit of overkill for a salad bowl, at least in my opinion.
I feel like an overkill of police officers is something you'd hear about in America.
But, all right, don't abuse it now. So, anyways, that's a story that happened. So is our next story. That was a cheapie.
Do you want me to do a transition?
Let's do one. Let's do one for real.
So, from pub service to... Damn it, I wish this was a pub.
Dude.
I got it.
Hold on, go back and do it again. But add an E to the end of pub, and look at the Nike Plus story.
Oh, I was going for a completely different story, but... Because it's just going to be a brief one.
Okay. I like this other transition. I think it's...
Well, you can do it, though.
No, you should do it. That's what'll make it funny.
Yeah.
You and your hatred of pews.
Let's briefly talk about story number three. It's just a small little thing that I found randomly. So if you ever go to Japan, and I don't know where in Japan this is, there is this, like, stand. It's not like a huge store or anything. It's just a stand. Yeah, but they sell good things there.
Cigarettes, newspapers, magazines. It's like a little kiosk.
Yeah, it's basically a kiosk is what it is. And the Shiba Inu dog opens the door and greets you. Now, I don't know how he does transactions. I don't know how he takes the yen and converts that to dollars if it's American tourists, or euros if it's a European tourist, or just the yen if it's Japanese people. But, I mean, if you watch the video, I mean, he shows some pretty impressive customer service skills, and I mean, I've never gotten that type of service anywhere. I guess you could say it's all pawn on.
Oh, God. Don't do this to me. Hey, so it might be the Wesley Snipes talking, but doesn't this dog look like he's Japanese? Like,
what is
a Japanese
dog?
Like, if you look at, like, when he opens, there's the little GIF of him opening the window, and every time I watch him, I'm just like, God, he looks like a little Chinese man, or a little Japanese man. I know,
okay,
I'm sorry.
Wesley.
I couldn't help it, though. Seriously, and he's so damn cute, though.
I want one of those dogs.
My sister has one, and I love that dog, but, you know, they don't play well with others, typically. They're sort of a solo flyer. So if you only want a dog, it's probably a good way to go. But yeah, this is cute. This is a funny story. I wish that we lived in a world where dogs could greet you in places, because I'd probably prefer that to people greeting me.
What will we do? We just live in the wrong country.
I would love to go to the grocery store and have somebody there, have a dog just sitting out front wearing a little Piggly Wiggly apron so that I could pet it and say, nice to see you, Mr. Piggly Wiggly, and then go inside and do my shopping.
Oh, my God,
thing. It's your favorite place. I keep waiting for those shirts to be on sale, Ben. The moment that those things go on sale, man, you're getting one. But I just can't justify $15 for a shirt with a pig on it from the grocery store.
Oh, did I tell you that they're building
a Menards
here?
You did not tell me that, but I'm excited that you'll get to hear the jingle all the time and actually be able to go to Menards. So,
because we always had the commercials for Menards, and they never said where they were or a phone number or an address. We got nothing about them. And then I go to Wisconsin back in June, and it's like fucking Menards capital of the world. I saw at least 8 different Menards when I was up there. Literally.
Oh, I know it.
I'm not even kidding you. And, you know, now where this old Walmart used to be near where I live, they're building a huge-ass Menards there. And I'm like, I can save big money
now. You can save big money at Menards. I like Menards, actually.
I feel like now we should be sponsored
idea.
By Menards.
I don't think they'll do it, though. I don't think they like the swears.
Probably not.
But,
hey,
they are
free
advertising. Just like Nike Plus in our next story, I wanted to make a pubes joke, but Ben didn't want to do it.
Because I was going for the pug, but he's a Shiba Inu, so I couldn't do it.
Oh, man, Ben. You. It was a perfect pube joke. So, anyway, a girl...
Are you wagging your finger at me now?
If we were video chatting, you'd see my disappointment. It runs deep. Yeah.
I can feel your disappointment.
Why you didn't want to make the pube go from pub to pube is beyond me. It wrote itself. Killing me. Anyways, a girl in San Francisco has taken the Nike Plus tracker. Ben, are you familiar with the Nike Plus tracker? It's you wear your little watch or even some shoes now come with it, and it tracks your distance of how far you run, how long it took you, how many calories you burn, blah, blah, blah. And then you can see it online. This girl did is doing some of the funniest shit I've ever seen. She's running in the shape of hilarious stuff, but mostly her design of choice is big, giant wieners. Now, Ben, you know, if she was just drawing wieners on stuff, I wouldn't be that impressed. But, I mean, some of these, she's running, like, 3.5-4 miles in order to draw these wieners, and a lot of them have pubic hair. So, like, she's going back to places she's already run, and she's just running, like, 2 blocks up, then moving down, running 2 blocks up, running down, moving 2 blocks up. So not only is she drawing wieners, but she is really, really dedicated to drawing giant wieners all over the city of San Francisco. And I might love her.
So, like, when she turns around and goes back, I mean, these people in this, you know, streets and shops and whatnot, I have to keep wondering, why does she keep doing
because
that?
It's just fucking hilarious.
And then they'll eventually see the result of it, but, you know, if you were a person who had no idea what she was doing, and every day she's going out, you know, she goes up to a point, then runs, like, back in the same direction she just came, you're like, what's up with this chick?
Claire Wyckoff, you, I think that I might be in love with you. You have taken technology and used it to draw giant dicks around the city of San Francisco. Although, in this article that I'm looking at, she did one time do a giant middle finger with this Chinese restaurant being the tip of the middle finger, which is, this article calls it artwork, and I tend to agree.
I guess she doesn't like that place too much.
I would imagine that any place where she, like, there's one dong in particular right next to Golden Gate Park where she has the wiener shooting a little extra something out there, which is a nice touch. She's an artist, Ben. I mean, let's be real.
I saw something that somebody made. It was like they were putting up things on a map, kind of like this. And they made, like, this pentagram, and right in the middle of it
was funny.
A Walmart.
Yeah, that's a good one.
So, I mean, maybe people also don't like Walmart. This lady apparently doesn't
like Chinese
restaurants.
Or maybe just that particular Chinese restaurant.
So, yeah. Well, if you see the one, like, the one part of it's kind of protruding into the Japanese.
Oh,
theater.
Yeah, I see that, yeah.
So is this Wesley Snipes, like,
maybe
Walmart?
Maybe it's Wesley Snipes waiting.
Maybe it's Wesley Snipes and, you know... like maybe he's doing a new role.
I think that on the testicle going into the Japanese gardens, you might want to get that checked out. It looks like you have a giant lump on your testicle. That might be cancerous. You might want to get that looked at. I'm just saying, you know, I'm a concerned citizen. The one right above that in red is really impressive. Like it's almost flawless. She's really good. She's a very talented wiener drawer. So this, based on the evidence at hand here, I would have to say that she has in fact seen a wiener before. She's pretty good at it. So anyways.
She must get a little exercise though from running.
Yeah, I mean,
four or five miles.
She's obviously in shape, and I mean, if you're gonna get to look at pictures of your progress every day, you might as well make it something fun to look at. So.
The middle finger is amazing.
This might be our new Twitter icon for a while.
I don't know about that.
Where's your sense of adventure? No, it'll definitely go on the website, though, for this week's.
But, I mean, because if you look at, like, where the middle finger, like, is at the Chinese restaurant, you go down from there, where 8th Avenue is, and, like, that street below it, look at, like, there's, like, three different times. So she ran through there, like, three different times just
to
create
that. She's a master of her craft, and I applaud her.
The thumb on the hand kind of looks a little weird.
But... I mean, it's beautiful. It's beautiful art, Ben. I love her, Ben. I love her.
Is she going to be your wife's wife?
Maybe, you know what? Kimberly and Ashley are both very accepting. So maybe. You know who isn't very accepting, Ben? The people of Oklahoma.
Who's that?
Because of our next story. Oh, that was pretty good. I feel good about that one. Oklahoma teacher found drunk wearing no pants in empty classroom. That's right. In Toronto, Oklahoma, I can't even believe that's real. Well, that's where the story comes out of, I apologize. A teacher at an Oklahoma school was arrested Monday after she showed up intoxicated and without pants on the first day of school. That's pretty much it. She smelled like alcohol, missing some pants. She was found slumped over her desk, and she was not wearing pants. Ben, I guess, talk to me about this. I don't know what to say. If I found that woman without pants on, I would just keep walking.
Yeah, I mean, she's definitely somebody I would not want to stop and stare at.
However,
without pants,
I'm not opposed to her teaching my children, because she's a real person. She's got real life problems. I'm okay with her teaching my kid.
Well,
and I'm being totally honest. I'm not joking at all.
I'm not at all, because, yeah, she might have real life problems, but if she can't handle her professional job, then I don't want her teaching my children.
If you were a teacher and you were making $8 an hour, you know, whatever.
But that's still not an excuse.
I disagree.
For her to show up like
I disagree.
This, I
think it is an excuse, and I'm going to go with it because I'm sympathetic to the teachers of America.
How? They make good
Ben,
money.
They're
in a union.
Teachers do not make good money. Not like high school teachers or middle school teachers or grade school teachers. They do not make good money.
They can still fall back on tenure eventually.
But,
it's not like they don't have options they're going to eventually get to. So, I mean, yeah, I understand she might have had maybe a bad night, a hard night of something. I don't know what. I'm not going to judge her personal life. That's not for here now. But professionally, I mean, you know you have a job to do. And on the first day of school, too.
Well, I mean, I guess we better to get it out of
the...
Better
well,
to
maybe
get
not
it
the first day of school.
Early, I suppose.
Well, it wasn't the first day of school. It was the first day of her work. So I don't know if maybe children are present. Because sometimes teachers will work before
maybe
the school
year
begins.
Maybe she went there the night before to get ready. And, it was just her and the janitor, and maybe things got a little sexy. Don't judge this woman. Maybe she got her freak on with a janitor, with a creepy old janitor. You don't know.
I'm
trying to give
this
lady the
all,
benefit of the doubt,
actually.
Because I do support teachers in their fight to not be paid like indentured servants and be treated like babysitters. But at the same time...
Hey, they choose their careers, man. They choose their careers.
I'm
going to
choose your career with a punch in the face. Through the computer.
Oh. So now you're Mike
Sometimes.
Tyson?
A little bit of Wesley Snipes, a little bit of Mike
then
Tyson.
You're gonna bite off my ear?
Yeah,
that's
it is
terrifying.
Actually. Now that I think about it, that is a little concerning.
But the police, however, said that there wasn't enough evidence to prove that she drove to the school intoxicated, which is
well,
good.
Yeah, so I mean, on the bright side, at least she drove to the school before she got drunk.
Man, she must have been like, wow, this year's gonna
Well,
suck.
I mean, she probably woke up and thought, man, my life sucks. And she was like, I'd love to get fired. So that's how you do that.
On her first day of work, I'm going to get fired today. Let's do that.
You know what, Ben? One thing I did want to tell you about in this story was that it had a link to a way cooler story. There was a teacher who got suspended for twerking and giving a lap dance at an end-of-the-year party, and she is not terrible looking. And that happened back in July in Canada. And I thought that was pretty awesome. Yeah, man.
Hey.
Serious A. Yeah, she's kind of hot. So I'm not opposed to it at all. I'm all for it. But anyway, that link was on there, and I actually liked the other story way more.
Both ways, though. Very
well. I mean, I'd prefer one of them to the other, but your point is taken. But in Canada, you know, everything's fair game in Canada, right?
I don't know. I'm not Canadian. So
Wait,
I would assume
you're not
so.
Canadian?
Yes.
Ohio's not Canadian?
Gee, I thought Wisconsin's
Outrageous.
More Canadian
How
than Ohio.
You, sir. No, because you share a body of water with... Oh.
And, well, yeah, but you have to get across that body of water to get into Canada. You just have to drive up through Wisconsin, and bam, you're in Canada.
Touché.
Or Minnesota, either way.
Anyway, this lady looks like the Stay Puft Marshmallow Man.
Female Rob Ford, maybe?
But worse looking? Is that possible? Like, if Rob Ford and an English bulldog had sex, and then you put a wig on it. A really bad, stringy, shitty wig. And a floral pattern blouse. Actually, I think we've pinpointed it.
Maybe Rob Ford's cousin,
but
I don't
anyway,
know.
She should always have her pants on. She should never be pantless. But anyway, you know, yeah, she's drinking in school, but at least she's not drinking before she flies a plane. I mean,
yeah,
she's not even going to see the kids. I mean, again, I get that it's unprofessional and yeah, she should get fired, but at the same time, it's like, she didn't show up, she didn't, you know, bad teacher it and show up drunk and just sleep through class. So.
No, she showed up intoxicated.
Well, but I mean, not with kids there. That's what I'm talking
yeah,
about. You know,
I mean,
with the other teachers, they're all grown-ups. If she wouldn't have taken her pants off, she probably would have been fine. They're all adults. But...
Yeah, she does have kids
that's
around,
very,
and I think
that's
that
a
might
very different
actually be
situation. We're talking about something completely different. So, but, you know.
And now for something completely
beautiful.
Different, our next
is this
story.
Is our last story already?
No,
oh,
we got
okay.
One more after this. So, I'm going to take this one over. And this is how the title goes. And it's kind of a long title, but it works. Alleged snake thief arrested after crashing car into New Hyde Park firehouse. Yeah.
So that happened.
So, yeah, that happened. And surprisingly, it did not happen in Florida. It happened in New York, actually, on Long Island. And so basically, this 22-year-old chick was driving a 2010 Toyota Prius when she went over the median, hitting a Nissan, and continued through the front garage door of a firehouse. And basically, when they found out that she did that, they're like, okay, well, why? Maybe she's drunk. Maybe she fell asleep at the wheel. Not at all. That's actually the farthest thing that happened. She actually had a snake, which was wrapped around her neck. It was a small ball python snake. They removed the snake, and nobody was injured in it, but in the crash. But they did find that there was some marijuana involved, and that the chick had stolen the snake. And basically, with it, she was charged with reckless endangerment to the second degree, petite larceny, reckless driving, driving while intoxicated, and unlawful possession of marijuana. So, I have to ask, though, at what point do you think that it's all right to say, let's take this snake with me in the car without a cage?
If you're not smart enough to understand, or if you are not educated in just basic snake behavior, that stealing a snake is a really terrible, shitty decision. Anyone who knows anything about large snakes, it's that their sole purpose is to choke the life out of every other creature within their radius. So when you get into the car with the snake, the odds are probably like 95% that it's going to try to choke you the fuck out. And then it's going to try to eat your head.
Yeah, so that's where if you're going to steal a snake, you have
so
to steal a cage.
So this guy was already
too.
Stupid because he knew nothing of snakes. Then he was...
It's a she.
Yeah, she. It. we'll go. I'm going to go with it for now for whatever reason.
No, it has her name
well,
and everything.
Obviously, she's a stupid person. This story is... I mean, this is another one. I feel like every week I say this, but this is such a Florida story. It hurts me inside. But it didn't happen in Florida. Other states are really up in their game, Ben. They're really trying to outdo Florida as best they can.
they're bringing their best impressions to the table, but I mean, nothing really hits you hard like a genuine Florida story. But I mean, damn it, New York, you tried.
I had the.
And I will give you a round of applause for that.
My my friend Charlie, who hopefully will be a future guest on this show, growing up, he always had pet snakes. And I remember one time I had one of his snakes wrapped around my arm, and it started to constrict, like it started to tighten up. And I can tell you that you can, like, simulate it or think that you know how tight that is, but until you actually experience it, you have no idea how tight those fucking things can coil. It's really amazing. And also, one time a snake shit on his hand, and it was still the most foul-smelling thing I've ever experienced.
Yeah,
no,
I can't imagine
snake shit,
that
it is
pleasant.
Very horrible. Just a putrid smell. I'm surprised we don't use that as an insult. Like, snake shit is way better than bullshit. But anyways, they did... The sad part of this story is that they didn't let the snake eat the criminal. They should have let him finish the job.
Yeah, because, I mean, with it being wrapped around her neck, you know exactly what that snake was going for, like you said. It was probably going
to
choke her out. And that's the thing. The Florida man should have used a snake to get the law
that
guy, not
smarter.
Himself.
Here's a question for you, though. Do you think that she crashed into the firehouse on purpose because she was getting the life choked out of her? She thought that was the smart move?
I think she was losing control. She's probably losing consciousness,
but I mean, like,
I imagine.
What are the odds? Like, it's one of those things where I wonder if she knew that she was losing control of the car and she thought, if I don't get immediate attention, this thing is going to kill me. And she crashed it as close to the firehouse as possible because she knew she would get immediate reaction. Like, to the second. She knew that people would, you know, that the firemen would rush out and get the snake off her. I'm wondering if that's actually not what she thought of, or at least tried to do.
Yeah, because I think if she does it anywhere else, she probably crashes into a building or maybe a house. But a firehouse, I mean, that's probably her best shot of getting free from that thing. Because they're, you know, taught to deal with, you know, situations and getting people out of things, tight situations. I mean, so maybe.
That's what
I
call a sticky
don't know.
Situation.
Regardless,
I know, it was pretty bad. See, what I did was I did the snake. But then, because snake is also a euphemism for penis, and then I thought, anyways, yeah, I think we've got
it.
The point is that, again, if you do not understand the crime that you are about to commit, don't commit it. I think that if you listen to the news, Shu, at this point, we've given you so much advice on how not to be a stupid person when committing crimes, that I would think that people would get better at crime. So I feel like we're really knocking out a lot of the things not to do. So at a certain point, you know, people are going to just realize, oh, so don't steal the wild animal that I know nothing the fuck about.
And then, you know, get behind the wheel of a car, you know, intoxicated.
Well, you know, to be honest with you, that's the least of my concerns as to why that person is a stupid person. The drinking and driving, I mean, lots of smart people do that, but the snake just loose in the car. Have you never seen a movie before? Some people use that as, like, a weapon. They toss a snake in the car and hope that it chokes somebody out. You stupid broad.
It's
I'm sorry,
Indiana
I didn't mean
Jones
broad. I know
there.
That dames don't like it when you call them broads. And skirts don't like it when you call them dames.
Well, that is advice for all of our listeners out there. Something that doesn't have to do with burglary.
There's some burglary involved. Anyways, I was going to ask you, and I was just reminded by an idiot driving a little scooter outside. You know, those scooters can only, you know, little, like, mopeds or Vespas, you know what I'm talking about? Those little scooters, like, they're fine for, like, little back roads. But the other day, so, you know the main drag here in Kenosha, it's called Highway 50. It's where our Menards is, and, like, we would take it to get back to my house from the Brewer games, you know what I'm talking about? That road,
yes.
The speed limit on there is 45 to 55. And yesterday there was someone, like, on a scooter driving in the main lane, and that thing can only go, like, 30 to 35. And part of me was like, I'm glad that you are like riding a scooter and not using a lot of gas, and I'm cool with that. But I'm like, if you had to get out here, like, there are back roads that you could have taken where you would not be a total fucking ass wipe. And I'm just curious what your stance is on mopeds / scooters as viable transportation in a large city environment.
If they have their own specified lanes, then maybe, but you can't ride them in actual lanes because they're not designed to go that fast.
I know, but, like, how are they any different than bicyclists? Because bicyclists can't even go 35, and yet they have free rein of the road, at least around here.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
I
think that's kind
of
dumb.
Because of that. Because of how they're just sort of allowed to do whatever they want around here. Like, they...
See, I feel the same way about people that drive motorcycles. People who drive motorcycles after they own their
And road. Again, at least motorcycles, like, they have to at least observe the rules of the road. Bicyclists want the same respect as cars, but they don't want to have to follow any of the rules of cars. Does that make sense when I say that? Like, they want you to respect them and keep your distance and all this shit, but if they're sitting at a red light and there's nobody coming in the other direction, they'll just go across even though it's a red light and use the crosswalk all of a sudden. All of a sudden, the crosswalk or the sidewalk isn't too good or isn't, you know, is good enough for them all of a sudden, but then they just go right back in the road. So then you have to pass around them again a little ways up the road. And it drives me fucking up the wall. Makes me mentally unstable in a very serious way all the time. You can't have it both ways, man. You can't be a car one minute and then be a bicycle the next minute. It's one or the other. You don't get to flip-flop. You're not fucking Harvey Dent. You get one personality, and you get one option. You either have to be a car, or you have to be a bicycle. I'm not going to let you have both all the time. It's horse shit.
You know what also is horse shit, too? Our last story.
Beautiful.
And I'm not saying the people involved are horse shit, but some of them.
Sure,
we don't
want to make broad generalizations.
So, funeral home apologizes after burying the wrong woman. A memorial home has been forced to apologize to a family following a funeral of a mother after it was discovered the body they buried during the service was that of another woman. Bruce Lawson was attending the funeral service of his late mother, Edna Dawson, when he noticed she looked different. Speaking to Houston, Texas news reporters, he said, "It doesn't look like my mom. Maybe you have the wrong body." And the memorial staff assured him, "No, you know, this is your mom. She changed appearance through the embalming process. We don't make those kind of mistakes." And then, funny enough, yeah, you do, because I don't know how to pronounce it, but the guy who deals with dead bodies. No. Mortician.
You would know exactly how to say that.
Well, it was more Mortuary. Mortuary. I always want to pronounce it like Sherlock Holmes' brother. Moriarty. They called the son and said that they had just found the body of his mother and in fact had buried a complete stranger next to his father during his mother's funeral. And then afterwards, the funeral home had, you know, said, "Oh, well, we can exhume that body and bury your mother there." And he said, "I'm not going through the whole service again," which I can't blame the guy. I mean, that shit's emotional. And so, fuck you, funeral home.
Fuck you. Now, let's go back to the beginning, because I have been to funerals, and I can confirm that the embalming process does alter the appearance of your loved one. It absolutely does. In a lot of cases, they do look odd. But at what point do you, like, look at them and just go, "No, you don't understand. This is a completely different fucking person." Like, the facial features do not line up in any way, shape, or form. Like, just because this is another black woman, and I'm saying that because this is an African-American family. I'm not saying that because I'm Wesley Snipes and over here. I'm just saying, like, this is, like, I hope that the funeral director isn't a white dude, because, man... Because now Jesse Jackson is going to show up at the funeral home. Now you got a problem.
Going up.
Yep, Al Sharpton.
Going
up
Al Sharpton.
The whole gang is going to show up. No, it's just, it's sad. Like, everybody makes mistakes. You know, no one is perfect. But there are some jobs where, like, if something like that is brought to your attention, you need to take it seriously. Because you don't know what their family member looked like. And yeah, it probably wasn't, it didn't have anything to do with, oh, black people look alike. But at the same time, if that is what comes to pass, I mean, now you look stupid. So, like, and if a family member says, this is not my relative, you just need to take that seriously. Because they're going to know. You're not going to know, but they're going to know.
Yeah, and I mean, you would have to think, you know, and I don't know how that process works, but you would have to think there is some sort of, like, ready check before, you know, they go out and, you know, haul out the bodies to the caskets. I mean, you'd have to think that there's some type of process where they go, okay, are we sure this is the person? Are we absolutely 100% sure this is the person? And if you're not, then you don't haul out the body just quite yet. You have to make sure. Otherwise, you make families go through this type of shit, and nobody wins here. Not anybody won in the first place, but I'm just saying, I mean, they at least want to remember, this guy wants to at least remember his mother, and he can't even do that because the hero
and now
fucked up so badly.
Whenever he goes to visit his parents' grave, I'm sorry, I shouldn't laugh. I'm such a bad person. Whenever he goes to visit his parents' grave, he's going to be like, hey, Dad, I miss you, and sorry that you died, stranger, who's buried under my mom's name. Like, that's the part, like, that it's funny, but it also kind of sucks. But, it, like, I think about it, and it makes me laugh for whatever reason. I know, I'm a bad person. Are you laughing at me being a bad person, or the fact that you now have been struck that it is kind of funny?
Yeah. No, I'm laughing because
it is kind
of
funny
now.
Right, like, I envision it in, like, a comedy. I can see, I won't pick Will Ferrell, I'll pick someone else for you, Ben. I can picture, like, Andy Samberg or, like, somebody like that just going up to a grave and being like, oh, Dad, I miss you, and then there's this strange old bitch who I don't know, sorry that you're dead. And then, like, going over to a separate gravestone for your mom and being like, hey, Mom, don't mind those two.
Would she be buried under the
other lady,
though?
I would assume, yeah, probably. So how fucked up is that? Or maybe they just cremated his mom and just kind of sprinkled her. Like, they took off, like, a little layer and just sprinkled her in there. Too much? Too much? Is that too much
maybe.
For you, Ben? Did you get a little sensitive on that one?
I thought
on a nerve there. I was like, I'm sorry, is that what happened to your grandma? I don't know.
No. I was trying to think about that, and this process was going through my head. I guess it's what they could have done. I don't know what they ended up doing, but still, fuck you, funeral home. You got to capitalize on that shit and make sure what you're doing is right. Otherwise,
you
cause
make
a
sure
lot of emotional
you're burying the right person. I don't think that it's too much to ask of a funeral home that they buried the proper person.
As the saying goes, you had one job.
It was to bury somebody.
And that's what kills me.
Yeah, that was, you didn't even mean for that one. That one was au naturel.
No. That's what gets me, is this is their job. They do it all the time. Like, how do you mess up that badly? I don't know. I guess it's bound to happen one in every, people that die,
I hope it's not. I imagine that something like this has happened before, or, you know, there have been, I feel like I've read other stories that are similarly odd like that, where some mix-up happens with the body going from the hospital or the home to the mortuary and all that sort of shit. So, I mean, it probably happens more than we know, but in this particular case it was sad because this guy actually, like, realized that this is not my mother, and they were like, oh, no, don't worry about it, it's a black lady, you're fine. They didn't say that. I Wesley Snipes that in there.
What?
IG,
I could tell.
No, you couldn't. You couldn't tell, Ben. Oh.
You're right, I just took a stab in the dark at it, so.
What?
What?
I don't know. I don't even know what we're talking about anymore.
I don't know.
People in mortuaries and drug deals gone bad.
What?
Wesley Snipes.
Wesley Snipes.
Thanks, Wesley. Anyway, I guess that's all the news we have for this week, Ben. Why don't you let people know where we at?
Where we at? Oh boy. So you can follow us on Twitter at the News 2. You can like us on Facebook at the News 2 with Ben and Lou, and you can even email us your stories. News2withBenandLou@gmail.com. So, Lou, do you have any final words for this week?
No, I don't. I actually don't think that I do. Although, last week, we got cut off, and everyone didn't get to hear me yell at you, so maybe I should yell at you again, Ben.
Should I cut off again
so we get halfway through me swearing at you. So here we go. This is essentially what I did at you last week.